So don't worry about your little self. Okay? Don't be tripping out. It's frantic, it's distraught, and it's totally uncertain. Okay? Then it says, the other part is a wild illusion, frantic and distraught, and without reality of any kind. See, that's me. I'm a real Purdy. I'm frantic, distraught, and without reality of any kind. So I'm going to try not to listen to myself today. That's called illumination. When you stop listening to the you that you made up, that's been telling you to do the things you've been doing, that's been producing the results you've been getting all the time, now you're on the way to enlightenment. When you always have a history of relationships that don't work and you always get attracted to the wrong person, then the next time you're attracted to somebody, you automatically go the other way. That's enlightenment. The minute you got clear about your track record, you stop trusting your attractions. Because you know that you're probably choosing the worst person in the world for you. Why? Because you are attracted to them. Doesn't sound very romantic, does it?
No!
But now you're on the way to the real deal. It's not like we're talking about letting go of something and not giving you something equally valuable and equally beautiful and equally powerful in return. If your mind is hearing what I'm saying that way, your mind isn't hearing what I'm saying. There's no loss in this teaching. You don't lose in this teaching. You can't lose anything in this teaching. Get that clear. There's no such thing as sacrifice in the Course in Miracles thought system. It is not a part of the Course in Miracles teaching. It's not that love is sacrifice. If you're a person who loves to sacrifice, you're going to hate this curriculum. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right now. If you're a person that wants to hold a grievance forever, you're going to hate this curriculum. But if you've gotten to the point that you reached your limit and you want another way, you're going to love this curriculum, even though this curriculum sometimes challenges you because it's so different. And if you listen to me when I'm sharing the course as if you're listening to a conversation instead of something you're trying to learn, then you'll hear what I'm saying a lot clearer and you'll understand it a lot better if you look at it like it's a conversation with God. It's like God standing up here using my body and saying to you, your guidance is saying to you, do you know you can listen to me all through the day without interrupting your regular activities in any way? Do you know that there's a part of you that's in constant communication with me, your guidance, all the time, but whether you're aware of it or not? Do you know it's just the you that functions in the world and obeys everything that you've learned from the world that stays constantly distracted, disorganized, and uncertain? Do you know that the part of you that's really listening to yourself is always calm and totally certain and is really the only part of you that exists? This other part is just a wild illusion, it's frantic, it's distraught, and it doesn't really have any reality of any kind. So I want you to try today not to listen to that part of your mind, and I want you to start trying to identify with the part of your mind where there's some peace in and some quietness in, and it rules all the time. In other words, I want you to try to hear a voice that's calling to you lovingly. And what does it say to you? It says, your creator has not forgotten you. Your creator hasn't forgotten you. What created you hasn't forgotten you. What created you hasn't forgotten you. What put you here hasn't forgotten you. Did something that just dropped you here, hoping you could make it the best you could? You weren't just dropped off. You weren't abandoned. You have help. And your help is here. That's how I'm saying that to you. I go, oh, that's the voice of the Holy Spirit. How do I know it's the voice of the Holy Spirit? Because it's reminding me that God hasn't forgotten me. And any man that tells me I'm alone is a man that is not my real mind. That must be that phony man that's that wild illusion that's frantic and distraught. Because what it's telling me is something that's making me feel fear. And love would never make me feel afraid. So the fact that I feel so afraid. I've always wanted to see what it'd be like to be at my own funeral. Come on, say something about me. Somebody's gonna eulogize me. Somebody's gonna eulogize me. Come on, somebody.
So cute and cute.
So cute.
Oh, yeah.
you tell when you're a control freak when you're in the middle of something like that and you can still remember to grab the podium before it falls?
You're in control.
But don't you feel like there's a part of you sometime like that? It's like if you try to do this anymore, you know, I'm going to do you in. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's a part that's like that.
All right, our work.
All right. Yeah. Da da da. Believe me, your imagination is a lot better. I go for your imagination. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the real deal. Okay. That's why I'm trying to meet more and more people who love you beyond the body. Woo! Okay.
I just love you for your body.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That makes me feel good about my body. The better I feel about my body, the healthier to be, and I won't attack it for, you know, not living up to my fantasies about what it should be like. Because every time something doesn't live up to my fantasies, I attack it because of my dissatisfaction. So when I'm dissatisfied, I'm attacking myself all day.
That's so true.
Uh-huh. See? I know. Uh-huh.
Makes me nuts.
She told the truth. Okay. Oh man, this is a good dream we're having. So, I'm kind of talking about this. Okay, now I'm gonna go on to the next thing I want to talk about. Okay, we're gonna be on page 369.
Is that a workbook lesson?
That's a textbook. Yeah, that was lesson 20.
Well, thank you.
And you know, what's really cool about what I was just saying is that, to tell the truth, we could all see the reason and the logic behind it, couldn't we? Mm-hmm. But the problem is that we're so aware of the part of the mind that's distraught that when we hear about the part of the mind that has total certainty, it seems like it's the part that doesn't have reality, and the part of us that goes through fear is the part that's real. Anybody else with me on that?
Yes.
So it looks like the ego is real and God isn't.
Yeah.
It looks like fear is what's real, but love isn't. Like when we talk about love, it seems like a dream. But when we talk about what to be afraid of, that seems like that's real. You know what that means? All that means is you are listening to this part of your mind so much that it now has become your reality. You're living in the world of your thoughts. Okay, so that means if I want to go to another world, I don't have to die. All I have to do is start using a different set of thoughts.
Yeah.
And the world that those really loving thoughts show me is will be as real to me as the world I'm in now that it looks like I have to be on the lookout for a carjacker. You see what I'm saying? Right now, it's like the loving stuff sounds like the fantasy, and the fearful stuff is the reality. And the course, the purpose of the course is to flip that so that the reality that you're living in now, the real one, is totally safe and peaceful for you, and it's the other one that you are afraid in that you say, oh, that's the unreality. Now, the world is neutral. Bodies are neutral. So that means that my body is neither good nor bad. It's just what I want to use it for. So when you change from the loving to from the fearful thoughts and fears to the loving true thoughts, those new thoughts are going to also manifest, but they're going to first manifest through your physical circumstances, just like your fear used to. So it'll look like it's the same person, but it'll be a whole new content coming out of that person, and you'll say that person changed. The person didn't change, you did.
Yeah, of course. I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with that? Okay. All right. So today, we're going to continue with talking about faith and faithlessness and how that ties into this. So on page 369. Oh, this is good. Okay. Paragraph 6. Here we go.